Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about old science. This comes from The New Scientist, Autumn 2022, page 22. First, firing a laser into the sky can redirect lightning's path. Now, I remember reading that, a story about doing just that, well over 20 years ago. And they came up with a couple of different ways of directing lightning. One was shooting up lasers to give lightning a path to the ground. Another was shooting up small rockets trailing small pieces of wire so that the lightning will follow the wire down. Both will do it. And this is directed toward saving infrastructure, primarily power lines and power transformer stations. So, if you want to redirect lightning, the technology has been basically out there for many years. We just haven't been using it, so it keeps getting rediscovered, which leads to rediscovery. If you have a library near you and you can go to the old sections that they have on the shelves, well, in the library near me, they have a shelf with all the old science magazines. It's a rather long shelf, and you can go back well over 100 years and read through the old articles. Now, you'll find a lot of the old articles, well, that technology has been developed and now it's common. But you'll find some where that's interesting. That technology was never developed, never came to become common. And you might say, well, I can do that. Well, if it's more than 20 years old, it's not patented anymore, and you can just do it. So, lightning? Oh, yeah. Redirecting lightning, you take several high-powered lasers, or one high-powered laser, and split the beam into at least three different spots. Direct the beams to one point in the air, so where they meet, the air gets hot enough to form what's called a plasma. Put that plasma ball up near the clouds, and then slowly run that plasma ball, or quickly run that plasma ball, down to the ground. Hot air has less resistance to electricity. So the electricity will go follow that lightning path to wherever you direct it. Now, let's say you were in Ukraine and there was a lightning storm nearby. You could redirect the lightning to the enemy positions. Kind of nice. You could direct its path so that it's visible from the enemy's position as the Ukrainian flag or Zelensky's face or some item that would put fear in their hearts. So you can direct it in not only a line, but a pattern. And if you make it a corkscrew pattern, so it forms an electromagnetic pulse as it slams into the ground, you might be able to destroy their electronics also. So, yes, lightning can be redirected. But there's a lot of other things. Making of diamonds. Back when I was, well, let's say in the 1970s, there was an article in Science Magazine about how to make diamonds with plasma. You take in a vacuum chamber, you have an acceleration chamber attached to it where you accelerate very small particles of carbon. As they get into the vacuum chamber, you hit them with microwaves, heat them up till they become liquid. And then when they strike a surface, they solidify instantly, forming a small diamond. and you hit one after another after another, and you can coat a surface with diamond. You can keep coating that diamonds on diamonds on diamond surface until it's thick enough where it'll be bulletproof. You could make a full suit of armor out of diamond. Nobody's doing it. It's old tech. It's been out for many years. Just not being done. And then, of course, you question yourself. You say, hey, is it not being done because it's too expensive to do? Or is it not being done because nobody has bothered doing it? Well, a lot of those old ideas are worth researching on that. And sometimes when it was proposed or when it was found we could do something, doing it was very expensive for the time. But cost benefits analysis have changed over time. And maybe the people haven't kept up with that. So I encourage you to go through old science magazines, and see the articles, and see what you can do with today's technology and resources. Thank you very much. This has been the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.